from the CFS official book. Mazda Starichov, somebody find the Starichov, a loan contract in the street. And the names of the loan and the mafia, of course, are written in. And the loan, the borrower, admits in this case that he has not yet paid up this loan to the lender. And yet, behen achrayes nechasim lo yachzir shebezdin nifram mehen. Even so, if in the contract the lover was mishabed his nechasim, he committed his karka, his real estate, as collateral to the loan, then you cannot return this loan contract to the malva, even though the lover admits that he has not yet paid back the loan, because bezdin will collect from the karka of the lover, even if he has sold them. And we are afraid that some monkey business is going on between the borrower and the lender, that really the contract has already been paid up. But the lover here is saying that he has not yet paid up yet, so that the malva would be able to collect from the karka that the lover has already sold. And then they would split the proceeds of this karka between the lover and the malva. So therefore, since this contract has a chayas nechasim, you can collect from karka that the lover has already sold, if the lover has no other karka left, so we don't return this starchov to the malva. Ein behen achrayes nechasim yachzir, she'ein bezdin nifram mehen, divrei Rabbi Meir. But if this starchov does not have achrayes nechasim, the lover did not commit his karka as achrayes to this loan, then you can return the starchov to the malva if the lover admits that he has not yet paid back, since bezdin will not collect from karka that the lover has sold after the date of the loan. This is according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham holds, in either case, you cannot return the Starchov to the Malva, because in both cases, Bezdin will collect from the Karka that the Lova has already sold. As the Chacham holds, that even in a case where it is not written into the contract that the Lova has committed his Karka as collateral to the loan, the Malva can still collect from the karka that the lova sold after the date of the loan, if the lova does not have any other karka. As a chachamahot achrayas to sofer, if the lova did not have written into the contract that he is committing his loan, even so, that is called a to sofer. It is the mistake of the sofer that he did not write this in, as a malva does not generally agree to lend money unless the lova agrees to be meshabeh his karko. So even if it is not written in, the malva can collect from these karko. So therefore, we are afraid in this case also that maybe the loan has already been paid up, and the lova is saying he didn't pay it up, so that the malva will collect from the karka that he has already sold, and they would split the karka between them. But the chachamim will admit that if it is specifically written into the contract that the lova is not being meshabed his karkos, then in a chanami, the malva would not be able to collect in this case from the karka that the lova sold. And then in this case, if the lova admits that he has not yet paid up the loan, then you could return the starchov to the malva.
Somebody who finds a get in the street, a get is a divorce document. Somebody who finds a shichur avadim, which is a document that allows an evitani to go free. Daitaki is a will made out by a shchimra. A shchimra is somebody who is on his deathbed, and the chacham were mitaken that a shchimra that grants a matana does not need to make a kinyan. So daitiki stands for Dotahei Lamekam Velios, which means that whatever is written over here will hold up and be carried out. Matana Bishoivra. A matana, somebody who finds a star matana that a healthy person has granted a gift to somebody, or shovrim, is a receipt. Hareze Layachzor. In all these cases, the person who finds these documents should not return the document to the intended recipient that is written in the document. The reason being, Sha'ani Oimer Ksuvim Hayu V'Nimlach Alam Shalom Litnim. Because I would say that maybe these were written out and the person who wrote them out changed his mind and decided not to give them to the intended recipient. So therefore, when you find these documents, even if they are written out in somebody's name, do not return it to that person, since maybe it was never given to him. The person who intended to give it to him changed his mind. So therefore, if we ask the person who was giving the matana, or the baal of the isha, or the owner of the eved, whether he gave it to them, and he says he gave it to them, so then we can go ahead and give it to the recipient.